from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In December 2000, Trinidadians and Tobagonians voted in general elections to elect a government for the next 5 years, or so they thought.
I advise you to appoint December 10th, 2001, as the time when a general election shall be held.
You got to support your party. You got to vote because this is your country. I'm feeling something. Election coming. Got to make sure that you register. Don't depend on brother and sister.
By the time this song from soca legend Shadow was making the rounds at Carnival 2001 in late February, there were few signs that Trinidadians and Tobagonians would have to do it all again before the end of the year. I'm Orin Gordon, and this is a special edition of BBC Caribbean Report. Just over 2 weeks ago, the people of the Twin Island Republic voted in general elections again for the second time in 12 months. Tony Fraser looks back on the events that led up to Election Day Mark II and how the outcome complicated things further rather than settling them.
It's been the best and worst of times in the political economy of Trinidad and Tobago these last 12 months, when President Arthur N.R. Robinson